snake, the ringmistress whipped the nozzle end of the hose into the balloon woman's mouth and opened the valve. The hissing sound of flowing gas returned, louder than ever. The woman's cheeks ballooned as the gas surged. Her eyes bulged for a second before rolling back and closing, betraying a high degree of enjoyment. She could feel pressure surge in her privates as the tank blew her up. Her body creaked, and her spandex suit squeaked as it struggled to contain all the gas filling it. She moaned quietly in response. Her hips flared, her thighs swelled, and even her calves began to bloat. She looked ultra-sexy. Her ass cheeks expanded too, meeting her thighs lower down and her back further up, all while pushing further behind her. Most naughty of all, though, she could feel her vulva fill with the tease of the gas as she tried desperately to steady her erratic breathing, blowing up more and more, mind fading and parts of her bulging. But most spectacular were her breasts. They would have been perfect spheres if her swimsuit hadn't been crushing them. Defying gravity, they were rising up, almost level with her chin. The armholes of her costume were being stretched forward by the relentless expansion, revealing a bulge of inflated flesh. And on top of this, her boobs continued surging forward, well over a foot in front of her. Finally, her bloated nipples pushed through the thick fabric. The balloon woman grabbed the front of her suit as if to restrain her inflating body. She gasps as she becomes dazed with pleasure and dizzy with sexy pressure. The ringmistress stood motionless, holding the cylinder out of arm's reach. She didn't even react as her companion's suit began to fail. The garment was already stretched to the limit. Her ballooning crotch was rounding out, pushing out the sides of the front and revealing the outlines of her soaking, swollen vulva. The seat had slid between her spherical buttocks, a bunched-up wad of fabric like a thong, sliding in amongst girl cum and creaky sheens as she was pumped up tight and horny beyond belief. The ridges across her chest had smoothed out completely, the fabric barely capable of stretching over her immense breasts, now heaving like punch balloons in reaction to their need to be touched and rubbed. And a new sound joined the hissing and creaking and squeaking, the rasp of a zipper opening. This was about to get very steamy. It pulled down from her neck to her chest, revealing a curve of pneumatic cleavage. The audience leaned forward as it inched down, more and more of her balloon breasts swelling into the opening. It stopped for a moment when it reached nipple level, held in place by the tension exerted from her huge breasts. And then, all at once, it was pulled the rest of the way down. It shot past her navel and down to her crotch, revealing a well-groomed triangle of pubic hair, an overblown, pumped-up pussy, with a red-hot, super-swollen clitoris clenched in between a pocket of steaming girl cum and creaky secrets. But that's not what had the audience's attention. No longer held together, the two sides of the swimsuit hurled back. With a resounding bass note, her breasts bounded out, now the size of yoga balls. Her nipples shone in the harsh spotlight, and her arms encircled their sides, no longer able to reach their fronts. The audience could only imagine the woman's expression as her face was completely hidden behind her swollen bosom. If this latest round of expansion satisfied the ringmistress, she gave no sign. The woman flailed wildly, gasping in the midst of a battery of mini orgasms, as if trying to grab the cylinder in panic, as if she was too horny to know what else to do. With a smirk, the ringmistress took a single step back and opened the valve to full. The woman was almost knocked back by the force of air flowing into her and the power of her orgasms. Her breasts leapt forward, pushing into new analogies of size. She tottered as her thighs surged out, clashing into each other and forcing her to widen her stance. Her buttocks were changing her center of gravity every second, making it hard to stay balanced. She ballooned so beautifully big and tight, and was going to receive more.